Is it hard for you to ask for help? It can be for me. I carry many spinning plates in my world, and to my detriment at times, I will let one fall and shatter on the ground before asking for help or admitting that I can't do it all. The root of that can be my pride, control, or codependence, but whatever it is, it's not healthy. Well, newsflash, we weren't made to do it all and keep every single plate spinning on our own. There are times we need to ask for help. This is a truth I continue to learn. I was reminded of it recently in my kitchen. I noticed a beetle making its way across my kitchen floor. I grabbed a paper towel to try and pick it up so I could throw it out, and as I did, I actually flipped it over onto its back. I expected it to flip right back over and be on its way, but what I observed was fascinating. That little beetle couldn't flip back over. Its beetle legs were going crazy, but then they would stop, and there it laid, motionless. I touched it with the paper towel, and it instantly grabbed it to flip itself over and keep on trucking. Now I was intrigued, and a deeper spiritual lesson was hitting me as I messed with this beetle bug in my kitchen. Once on its back, it could not turn over on its own. I flipped it a few more times because then it was just fun for my girls. And again, every time the beetle was on its back, it had to have some sort of assistance to get turned right side up again. So what's the lesson? I've fallen and I can't get up? Well, let's look at Moses in Exodus chapter 18. God had used Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. Now Moses was in a primary leadership role, and he was the only acting judge. People would come to him from morning till night with all their problems, disagreements, and day-to-day issues they needed solving, and Moses would give them direction based on the laws of God. Moses was exhausted, and the people were frustrated because he couldn't get to them all quick enough. Basically, Moses was like that beetle on its back. He couldn't do it on his own. Thankfully, he had a father-in-law named Jethro that loved him and cared for his well-being. Jethro was a fresh set of eyes and saw what was taking place, so he spoke wisdom into the situation. Exodus 18, 17 and 18. Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone." Jethro saw Moses' limitations, even when Moses didn't. Moses was a great leader, but he needed help and was struggling on his own. God used a trusted family member to tell Moses, "Hey, there's a better way." Thankfully, Moses' pride didn't get in the way, and he listened and acted on that sage advice and direction. Take some time to read Exodus chapter 18. You'll see how Moses implemented Jethro's advice and established an organized system of judges. He was able to delegate judging duties, and as a result, it was way more efficient. The people were served, and Moses was able to focus on prayer and teaching. Are you on your back right now, maybe needing to ask for help? Maybe someone is trying to speak truth and direction into your situation, and you're determined to do it your way, and your burden is getting heavier and heavier. Remember Moses. He couldn't do it all on his own, and neither can you. That's the truth. We need each other. Life is best when lived in community, serving one another, and carrying each other's burdens. When we do, we have more life and fewer moments like that beetle stuck on our back going nowhere. I'm Lori Klein.